This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Patricia Melo and Renato Coelho left Sao Paulo, Brazil a few months ago to attend Vancouver Island University's Nanaimo campus. The couple, who are former journalists, are sharing stories about what they've been experiencing in their new culture on Vancouver Island. Their online blogs, Just Married, Just Enrolled in English, and Canada There We Go in Portuguese, track the experience of daily life in Nanaimo, which is rather different than what Patricia and Renato left behind in Sao Paulo, a city of more than 10 million people.
We're joined in the studio by Patricia and Renato. Welcome to People First Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Your blog profile reads, Patricia Melo and Renato Coelho, proudly Brazilians, a happily married couple and good people, journalists with post-graduation in corporate communications and public relations, who now are taking an MBA program at Vancouver Island University. Tell us more about the start of your journey, Patricia.
Okay, so we are journalists, as we said, but we used to work with public relations and corporate communications, and we miss some background in business. So we decided to move to another country to take an MBA program, and we also think it together with our marriage. So we just married on April 10, and we moved from here on July 1st, the first day of the summer.
Renato, have you always lived in Sao Paulo before coming here?
No, actually not. I lived in several cities in Brazil, but I was living in Sao Paulo for, I think, seven years, I think.
And Patricia, how about you?
Yeah, I also live in a lot of cities. We stayed together in a small city in the state of Sao Paulo, but not in Sao Paulo city. And I also lived in Sao Paulo for 8 years before I moved here. But I also lived in a small city. So for me, Nanaimo is, it's big if I think about the city that I was born.
Okay. You write, our project to take an MBA, which is a Master of Business Administration, abroad, started on September 2007. Tell us more about how you prepared for the MBA degree and what it took for you to gather your resources and put your plans together, and how you ended up here then in Nanaimo at Vancouver Island University.
Okay. Actually, we start to think things in advance because, first of all, we need to save some money because it's an investment, and we also need to take some exams. We also need to improve our English, to pass in an English test, and there is another exam called GMAT that we need to prepare. And we also need to accept it in the same school, so we also need to think about in more than one school to apply. And we choose Canada because we think it's a great country for immigrants. There is a lot of immigrants here, so we think that will be a good experience for us to stay here together with people from around the world and also learn more about other cultures as well.
Yeah, we thought that since Canada has lots of immigrants, lots of foreign people, we thought that maybe we would be very well receptive. So it's true. Yeah.
Was it easy to make the choice of Nanaimo as opposed to the other schools that you were accepted at?
Yeah, I think mainly because of the weather. we chose Vancouver Island mainly because of the weather, and also because of several articles we read about VIU. But we thought that if we got to a place with favorable weather, would be great because it would be easier to adapt to that.
Just Married, Just Enrolled. You got married on April 10th, 2010, and on June 20th, you moved to Canada. Yes. Your Portuguese blog posts begin in May, and on June 7th, in the post Chalet 7, you write, Westwood Lake Campgrounds is located in a park with a few houses and cottages where people spend their holidays and weekends. After much research, we understand that for various reasons, that will be a good place to live for our first weeks in Canada. What was it like to live at Westwood Lake?
Great experience, a beautiful place. And another good thing is that the owner of that place chose a cabin with cable TV, so we could watch the World Cup games. So it was a great experience until the game Brazil versus the Netherlands.
Because we arrive here in the middle of the World Cup, and the World Cup for us in Brazil is like hockey for you here in Canada. So for us, it was so hard. And the day that we took the plane, Brazil won the game. Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah.
Brazil, it was a nice game, and we just arrived here, and we think, oh my God, where we will watch the games. And Honda, the owner of the chalet, was really nice with us and provided a cable TV for free, and we watched the games there.
So what were your first experiences like in Canada putting professional sports on the side?
Yeah, well, very, very a huge difference between soccer and hockey, but we are adapting to that.
And your first experiences in Canada in terms of the immigration process and being here in Nanaimo, what stands out in your mind?
Oh, it was really, actually for us, it was a surprise because in Brazil, people, they are really generous and help each other. And we didn't think about that we will have it here. But when we arrived here, it was everything really good for us. Everybody was so receptive. Even the accounting manager of our bank, when we was open our banking account and we talked with him, oh, we're thinking about a place to live here in downtown. And he said, oh, I live here in a nice, it's not expensive, so maybe you can go there. And we rent an apartment there. So for us, it was a nice surprise. Everybody is always nice with us all the time.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Brazil is the largest country in South America. It's the world's fifth largest country, both by geographical area and by population, with over 190 million people. Brazil is the only Portuguese-speaking country in the Americas and is the largest Portuguese-speaking country in the world. São Paulo is the largest city in Brazil, the largest city in the Southern Hemisphere, and the world's seventh largest metropolitan area.
Patricia Mello and Renato Coelho are proudly Brazilian, a happily married couple from Sao Paulo, and journalists with postgraduate degrees in corporate communications and public relations. Patricia and Renato are now studying for an MBA degree at Vancouver Island University. They've been blogging about their experiences online, and they join us in the studio today. What are the biggest differences between Sao Paulo and Nanaimo, or between Brazil and Canada? Patricia.
In one word, the weather, for sure. The weather is pretty different. In Brazil, we don't have winter if you compare with the winter here, and it's almost during all the year, it's so hot. So this is for us the biggest difference, yeah.
And Renato, what can you think of?
Yeah, I would say between Nanaimo and São Paulo, the traffic, and between Brazil and Canada, the same thing, the weather.
Now, what are some of the similarities that you've noticed between Brazil and Canada, Patricia?
Yeah. Oh, I think the people are really nice, as I already said, here in Canada and in Brazil as well. So this is, for me, one of the similarities. And the other thing, we think about food. It's not different in the beginning when we arrive here because it's a cold country. We think things like, oh, maybe we'll not find fruit, something like that. But it's ridiculous. It's not true. So the food for us, it's pretty similar. When I arrived here, my mother asked me all the time, oh, what are you eating? Is everything all right with the food? For me, of course, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's pretty similar as well.
I read the blog post that occurred, I guess, in the weeks leading up to Canadian Thanksgiving. And you were observing the arrival of pumpkin pies in all of the food stores. And describing the importance of getting a turkey and this type of thing. Did you actually end up getting a turkey? I didn't finish reading that post. And what was that like? Was that a new tradition for you?
Actually, we used it to eat turkey, but just on Christmas. We don't have Thanksgiving in Brazil. So for us, it's pretty similar when we have our first Thanksgiving dinner here. It was pretty similar with our Christmas dinner. So it's, but we don't have Thanksgiving, and it was really, really nice for us because everybody is so excited about the Halloween and Thanksgiving, and the city starts to get beautiful, and the fall as well, because then we don't have a winter in Brazil, so we didn't have fall as well. We didn't see things like the leaves falling. So for us, it was an interesting time.
You write that studying with classmates and professors from everywhere is the best method for understanding other countries and deleting stereotypes. What has it been like to be international students in an MBA program with other international students at VIU?
Well, most of us are in the MBA program at VIU are international students. And I think we have learned a lot doing this because we learn by experience. We learn about the countries by experience. It's different of reading a book or watching some TV programs.
How has this cross-cultural experience changed you? Are you different people than you were just a short time ago in some senses when you first decided to leave Brazil to study business in Canada, Patricia?
Probably, yes. It's interesting to see that we work a lot of group projects during the MBA. It's interesting to see that people from different countries has different perspectives and different concepts, and it's applied when we are working. So I think now we understand better some cultures, and it's better to understand the world itself, yeah?
Renato, how has this experience changed you?
Yeah, it's same thing. I think I am another person right now, and I think I've been learning a lot with this experience. And I think, as Patricia said, we would see the world with other eyes from now on, I think.
What were some of the other universities that you had applied to when you were making your decision to leave Sao Paulo?
Well, we applied to several universities here in Canada, but as Patricia said, we should go to the same place, the same class, and we were accepted in other 5 schools of business, and we chose VIU because of Nanaimo, because of the weather, because of the affordable price, and because of the articles we were reading about the school.
So it was just schools in Canada? So you had made a decision Canada that you wanted to go to. And how did you arrive at that decision?
We think a lot of points, but the price as well, if you compare with Europe, Europe's more expensive because you need to pay in euro there. So here it's cheaper if you think about Canadian dollars. And we also think about the process to get the visa. If you went to a U.S. school, probably would be more harder to get the visa than here. So in the other thing that I already said, here there is a lot of international people, and we'd like to also to use these experiences to stay together with people from around the world. And if we think Canada is the better place to do this.
What are your future plans, Renato?
Well, we still don't know. We know that after the MBA program, we're going to stay here in Canada for 18 months. Our student permit allows us to stay here for 18 months after the program. But after these 18 months, we don't know. I used to say that we are Brazilian, but we fell in love with Canada, and we would love to stay, but we don't know about the future so far.
Yeah.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Patricia?
No, just to say thank you for all the Canadians that are really nice with us all the time. We have almost only good news to share with everybody. This is what we will write in our blogs. And I think just it. Thank you for everybody.
Mm. Renato.
Thanks, Canada. We are loving here.
And Nanaimo as well.
Yeah, Nanaimo.
Thanks very much to both of you for joining us, for taking the time to come right down, once again, appropriately through the snow, and joining us today. It was much appreciated. Good luck in your studies.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Patricia Mello and Renato Coelho are proud Brazilians from Sao Paulo who are currently studying in the MBA program at Vancouver Island University. They've been blogging about their cross-cultural experiences online. You can find them at justmarriedjustenrolled.blogspot.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.